Hey, good morning, everyone. Tuesday, December 5th. My name's Will. I'm running through the morning brief today. A look at performance from yesterday, as we do right here in this custom column. Russell 2000, top of the leaderboard, gaining over 1%. I want to highlight that's a big divergence from the rest of the large cap equity benchmarks. Here's the S&P 500 down here with a 50 basis point loss, and then the NASDAQ composite a couple down with about an 80 basis point loss. So nice divergence from small caps. I'll touch on that in just a little bit later via a report piece. Other advancers yesterday were the US dollar. That makes sense. It's been very oversold. I wouldn't be too surprised if we continue to see a breather take place there. And then the S&P equal weight, that's been another talking point via technicians lately. Equal weighted indices doing a bit better. I think overall that's a good sign, but I do want to highlight some big areas of resistance nearby. On the downside, gold ended the day down over 2%, though we'll take a look at that chart and you'll see some wild intraday swings from the highs to the lows, which is where we'll spend most of our time as well. And then crude oil in terms of commodities also pulled back about 1% yesterday. So I want to start with the Russell 2000 positive diverger. This is the 20 point chart, so it's going to be slower than the default chart that you pull up on the system. We were able to break back into a positive trend on this 20 point longer term chart yesterday at 1880. I think our eye tells us that we've seen this story about three other times. We saw it in June of this year in July. We saw it in January and February. We saw it before that in July and August of 22. Now we're seeing it again. That 2000 level seems to be a really big point of resistance. We're not there yet, which is positive. So maybe we do have a bit more room to run. Should we get to that 2000 point, that's going to be a really big test. I think a break beyond that would be really compelling for small caps. And then another failure, of course, would be the opposite. Mentioned the S&P equal weight also managed to put up a gain yesterday. The chart actually looks similar to the Russell 2000. You see these one, two, three kind of going on a fourth rally attempt. Here was that July, August of 22. Here's your February 23. Here's July 23. And here we are again in December. Like the Russell 2000, I think the positive takeaway is that we have some room up until that 6250, 6300 area. But when we get closer to that point, I expect it to be a pretty important level for maybe bears to defend. Although a break beyond that would be quite compelling. This is RSP, so the equal weight S&P 500 ETF. Before we were looking at the index, want to highlight here, similar picture, but note the big resistance overhead, 152, 154. We're also decently overbought via this ETF. So I think if we are going to get through, maybe it's going to take a little bit more time, maybe a bit of a slower pace than we've gotten accustomed to the past month or so. I think the positive again at 156 would be big for the ETF here. We're going to have to go through this at some point. So people talk like, oh, this is bearish. We're coming up to a big resistance point. Maybe that's a case, but I think we're going to have to get through this again at some point in time if we want markets to really firmly recover. So might as well give it a try now. NASDAQ composite moving the other way yesterday. We saw small caps equal weight outperform, which is typically a good sign. This is the NASDAQ composite pulling back right at 14,400. Note that was the highs from February and April of this year. So seems to be acknowledging some big resistance there. I'm going to strike a similar tone. Really, that 14,500, 14,600 break would look really good, all the way up to 14,700 for the NASDAQ composite. I think the exhale was healthy, though. Note this huge column of X's that we were in. So if we can keep the exhale to right around these levels, maybe a few boxes lower, I think that would still be healthy. Hopefully, we put in a higher bottom and then move higher. Mentioned gold. This was a big talking point. You see this kind of blow off top right here. I talked about gold probably too much, but if you slow this chart down to a 20-point chart, I think it paints the picture a little bit better. So here's this 2080 level, 2060. That was its multi-year and all-time highs that it kept breaking or failing to break out of. Huge blow off top yesterday on an intraday basis, got up to 2120, but then it closed down over 2%. So a couple of point view rules I want to point out. If we're in X's to start the day, we're going to look to continue higher in X's before reversing down into O's. Secondly, one direction per day. So because we started the day in X's, we saw an intraday high above 2120. That was enough to print all these X's. But here's these blue arrows. That's where That's where gold last traded, down at 2020. So today, if we don't see another high of 2140, we're going to get a reversal back down into O's right beneath this multi-year place of resistance. So again, for gold, I've been in this camp for a while. I don't see it materially staying above these all-time highs, at least at the current juncture. I could certainly be proving wrong. Technicals are great at proving people's theses wrong, letting you know when you're wrong, letting you know when you're right. I feel like if people the catalyst for gold being, this big economic downturn or whatever the case may be, maybe the US dollar is not a preferred store of value. I mean, really big questions like that. I'm not sure if this is a material breakout for gold. Anyways, rambling a bit for gold, but more to say on that. Just keep an eye there. Probably going to get some interesting chart developments. This is the WarioWare from yesterday, highlighted a couple notable relative strength charts, talked about that IWM outperformance. That this was over the queues last week. 98th percentile events are really rare. We're seeing IWM outperform mega cap, large cap growth by these big daily margins. And I wanted to end today as well, the piece that Ian put in the report yesterday, talking about December returns. So people typically know the month of December is positive for equities, but to be more specific, it is the second half of the month that is really where December gets all of its returns from. We have some tables here. First half of December for the S&P's average, only a 9 basis point gain. Second half's been up about 1.6%. Russell 2000's even more intense. First half of December has averaged a 40 basis point loss. Second half has been up an average of 2.6%. So big back half tail in December historically. I think that could make some sense this year if seasonality is going to hold true, especially given that the indices are pretty overbought right now. So a week two pullback would make sense. That would be the jive to try to make some of these numbers work. So give that report a read. I think it's pretty relevant to start your day today. That's all I had as far as updates. Thanks for your attention. I'll be here again tomorrow.